This is episode 223 of the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How are you, my friend? I am back from Bimini in the Bahamas. A couple days ago, we just got back from our holiday mastermind. What an epic, epic event. It was phenomenal and unbelievable in so many ways. The mastermind on Friday was there's so many key takeaways, golden nuggets, and lifelong friendships and relationships that were built over the course of 4 or 5 days. I just had a blast hanging out with everybody and their family. Hopefully you guys were able to follow along on Facebook and or Instagram with just some pictures and stuff. And I'm actually probably in the future, in the coming weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks, I'm going to be dedicating an episode to just some takeaways from the Holiday Mastermind and things that I know can move the needle for you in your business. But just such an unbelievable time. You know, we 100% of the proceeds went to charity. We are Graces, and actually Steve Cook and the Life Inner community, they're heading out to Guatemala in August, and they're going to be putting that money that we donated to work, along with, you know, other funds that they've raised, etc. So just such an unbelievable time, guys. And you know, it's kind of hectic. I have done more traveling this year than I have done in a long, long time. So you guys may know I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. So for, you know, a couple of years, my wife and I, you know, we just took vacation, but I wasn't doing too much traveling from a business perspective. And then last year, joined a couple masterminds and, you know, so got a lot of travel between masterminds, obviously the Holiday Mastermind that I host with Eric Stark. And then in a couple of days, my family and I were hopping, we're flying to Barcelona, hopping on a cruise for a week. So, and then from there, heading to Portugal. My sister is getting married, and I will be marrying my sister and her fiance, which is pretty damn cool. And, so yeah, guys, you know, next, I'm going to be taking off here in a few days. And again, I will recap, you know, some of the takeaways from the Holiday Mastermind. I know I've had a lot of people reach out to me, inquire about the next one. It's a small, intimate event. We want to keep it that way on purpose. Eric and I are still debating if it's something that we want to do just once a year, or if we want to do this twice a year to impact charity. So anyways, guys, aside from that, I want to talk to you. You know, this year I've really been on a leadership kick. And what I mean by that is I've been really focused on just trying to become the best leader possible, trying to influence, inspire my team, and really empower them, right? And some of the things, some of the content I've been coming across as far as leadership and things that I'm really working on, I wanted to just kind of share with you. And I really believe, guys, that one thing I definitely want to try to pass along to you, you know, hopefully, if you don't know this, hopefully this can kind of plant the seed with you, is whenever you come across good information, act as a funnel and pass that along to other people. You know, like share the wealth and really try to bring up people, you know, versus what I think a lot of people do, not you if you're listening to this podcast or if you're investing into personal development, but, you know, sometimes people are just so guarded with information. And I think what a lot of those people don't understand is that there's so much free, valuable information, and it's a lack of an abundant mindset. And everybody talks about abundance, and I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, right? But if you find yourself guarded with information, not wanting to share, really ask yourself, you know, it's time to just kind of reflect and look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself why, you know, especially if you're somebody that maybe preaches abundance, but necessarily doesn't act on it, right? So I have a family member that, you know, she has told me in the past, pay attention to what people do. Don't pay attention to what they say. Right. And that's always kind of stuck with me. And it's so true. You know, pay attention to people's actions, not necessarily what comes out of their mouth. So anyway, that's kind of the purpose of this podcast is to act as a funnel to pass along knowledge that I've acquired throughout the years, you know, things that I'm learning, you know, currently learning, experiences, successes, failures, and have this, the Flip Empire Show, act as a funnel to get that information to you. And hopefully it just, it helps you. And then if you can then take that information and you know, learn from it, and or maybe it triggers a thought or it triggers an action, and then it impacts the people in your life. I mean, that to think that the podcast is reaching you, and then you can potentially use what you're listening here, what you're hearing here, I should say, to impact the people in your life or the people in your network and your ecosystem. That's amazing to me. I mean, that really, really hits home. And that acts as an inspiration for me to keep going. So, you know, as far as leadership is concerned, guys, you know, I want to just share some of the things, and this is going to kind of be in a random order, but just some things that, that I think I want to just kind of bring to the forefront here. I think I heard this at one of the masterminds I was at, but you know, somebody said, coach the power words and eradicate the weak words. Okay. And what I mean by that is listen to what people say, you know? So like when, for example, I was having a conversation with somebody on my team and they said, I'm going to try to do it. Right. And this is just an example. And I stopped them right away. And I said, you know, have you ever watched the movie Star Wars? You know, that little dude Yoda, right? And he's famous for saying something to along the lines of, I'm going to butcher this, but you know, there is no try. Basically, you do or you don't. There is no try, right? And he said something along those lines. And that's an example of weak words. You know, I will try. I'm going to do my best. Let's see. Hopefully. Those are all, you know, quote unquote, weak words. Try to eradicate that and bring it to people's attention. Because, you know, your words are powerful. Your thoughts are powerful. And if you have a specific language pattern that you kind of default to and you use, it's going to affect your actions. You know what I mean? And so when you, you know, especially if you're in a leadership position and you are in the process of building a team, or maybe you have a team, really pay attention to their words, pay attention to what they say, and coach them up, you know, coach up the power words, things like I will, I can, I commit to, I promise, you know, kind of going back to what I was sharing with you guys about, you know, really acting as a funnel. I was listening to a podcast. I think this was a couple days ago in the morning. I was working out in my backyard and I was listening to a podcast, and it was the authors from The Miracle Morning for Millionaires, which is like the Miracle Morning is a book, and then there's a series of them, right? And this is a book that recently came out. I think the authors are Hal Elrod and David Osborne. And I'm trying to bring up I'm going to bring up the quote that they said in the podcast. Give me one quick second. I should have had this ready, but I'm looking at my Voxer because I sent this to the team. And the guy was telling here, let me just share the story with you. So, one of the authors of this book was talking about how when he was in his 20s, he worked for the Cutco company, you know, Cutco, which goes door to door and they sell knives. Okay. And he was talking about how in Cutco, nobody had ever achieved a certain sales volume over what they call a push period. So their push period was a 14-day period where it was essentially like a big sales competition across the country to see which sales rep would sell the most volume, would sell the most knives door to door. And so they called it a push period, and it was 14 days. And in the 50-year history of the company, nobody had ever... he didn't specify, or he didn't say the number, but nobody had ever reached a certain number, right? And so this particular guy, I believe it was David Osborne, he said, you know, for weeks he was talking about on the podcast how he was this was when he was in his 20s, he was trying to work up the courage and just stomach the idea that he was going to commit to surpass this certain sales volume that had never been done in the history of the company. You know, he wanted to create a name for himself. He was very ambitious. He was a go-getter. He was succeeding in his own right. But, you know, he just wasn't sure if he wanted to commit to this particular goal, right? Because it was so out there and it was just so incredibly difficult to accomplish that it took him 2 to 3 weeks to just say to himself, you know what? I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to do it. And, And finally, after about 2-3 weeks, he said, okay, I'm going to do this, right? I'm going to do this. And he talked about that what led him to that point to commit is that what he called his miracle mantra. And he kept repeating this to himself on a daily basis. He kept saying multiple times a day, I'm committed to achieving blank, right? Insert whatever it was, no matter what, there is no other option. I'm committed to achieving blank, no matter what, there's no other option. I'm committed to achieving blank, no matter what, there's no other option. And he just kept telling himself this over and over and over again on a daily basis until finally, after a couple of weeks, he's like, I'm going to do the damn thing. Like, this is my goal and I'm going to do it in a 14-day period, right? And so the day before the sales competition started, this push period, the manager essentially sent out a memo. This was way back when. This was, I think this was, I don't know, 15, 20, 25 years ago. Essentially the manager said, hey, listen, because of this big national conference that the company's having, the 14-day push period isn't going to be 14 days. It's actually going to be 10 days. Okay. And, you know, he talked about how he was like, it was just a shot to his stomach. I mean, the guy was like devastated because it had taken him so much mentally, so much mental energy to finally just commit to the goal that he was going to do this in 14 days. And essentially now they were basically cutting off a third of that time, right? But he had already committed. He had kind of burned the ships in his mind. And he says, he reverse engineered the process and he says, okay, well, now how do I do this in 10 days? And the push period got underway. And he basically, I'm going to fast forward the story, but he said that on the last day, he achieved 20% of his sales on that last day because he had committed to that. And I sent my team a long boxer after it. Right as soon as I finished listening to that podcast, I was in the middle of a workout. I stopped. I sent my team, I told them that story in about a 5-minute boxer. And instantly, I just felt via Voxer, if this makes any sense. I know this is kind of crazy. I felt the energy kind of shift in them. And this was early in the morning. Mind you, this is probably, I don't know, 6:30, 6:45 in the morning that I sent them this Voxer. I usually don't communicate with my team that early. And, you know, people just started responding in Voxer and they were like, I love it. And I sent them that mantra, you know, so I sent them the text to that mantra. I'm committed to achieving blank no matter what there is no other option. And I challenged them. I said, you know, read that on a daily basis. Play that like a broken record in your mind over and over and over again, regardless of what you want to apply that to. It could be health goals. It could be weight. It could be business. It could be sales. And I said, I challenge you guys. And I set the bar at a particular number of appointments we wanted to go on for that week. And I really feel like that was kind of the fire under their ass. You know, so from a leadership perspective, guys, always, you know, it's important to know the personality type, who you're dealing with, because some people are motivated differently, right? You know, money isn't always the motivator for every person. Sometimes it's recognition, a pat on the back. Sometimes it is money or a reward. So just know the people that you're working with and always act as a funnel. So when I hear things like that that inspire me, I pass that along to them. Okay. And I think when you do that and you kind of create that culture and then you encourage them, hey, do the same for me. You know, when you hear something that motivates you, that inspires you, pass it along to the team. And that's something that I'm really trying to push forward. Not trying. That's something that I'm actually pushing forward with on my team, and I'm encouraging them and I'm trying to uplift them. And this kind of ties into the last Q&A episode that I released a week ago, but this ties into, to just really knowing your team, knowing what they value, what are their goals, what are their dreams, their aspirations, what are they ambitious about, you know, get to know them on a deep, deep level, act as a funnel and figure out ways to inspire and motivate them. And don't make it like fluffy, rah, rah, unless that's just your natural personality type. That's not really me. But you know, listen to their words, coach up the power words, eradicate the weak words. And you're going to start to see what happens to your team. And as a result, the results that happen. Okay. So guys, I want to leave that here. There's so much more I can talk about from a leadership perspective. And if this is you know, if this is the kind of content you want to hear or listen to, or this helps you in any way, let me know and I can continue to kind of, you know, talk about this. And, but I got some additional things I want to talk about on upcoming shows, from takeaways from masterminds to, marketing ideas and things we're doing from a lead generation and lead conversion perspective. What we're doing to, you know, to sell properties faster for bigger margins, et cetera. So continue to stay plugged in, guys. And by the way, I just recently finished, you know, working with a couple of people, partnership, and, you know, they came to me when they came to me, they were kind of struggling with deal flow and volume, and they weren't doing any deals. And I'm super, super pumped and excited to hear that as of our last consulting call, they had 11 deals in the pipeline, that they were actively. So I think half of those were already like sold, waiting to close. And then they were marketing some other ones. So, huge, huge, massive difference. And I usually only work with one person every 3 to 6 month period, you know, so one person at a time. My goal isn't to create some big coaching business. I like working with the right people. You know, like my dream client is somebody who's already doing deals, somebody that wants to make more money, wants to do more deals. And, you know, they're thinking about building a team, or they have a team and they want to tweak some things. Somebody that has money to market and is not investing their last dollars into some sort of coaching program or consulting. And just somebody that's cool, you know, that I would want to just work with one-on-one on a weekly basis. So I'm looking for that person right now. If you have any interest in that, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. There's obviously an investment you got to make in yourself. And again, I'm just looking to work with one person. So if you have any interest in that, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. In the subject line, put consulting. And shoot me an email. Tell me a little bit about yourself, what your goals are, what you have going on, and we can schedule a call from there and just see if it makes sense and if it's the right fit. So, guys, I appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the show, and I'll catch you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.